Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Strategies of Success. Today we're going to talk about those partnerships, strategic relationships, different folks that help us to promote our business, but also different people that give us the confidence to move forward. And there certainly is a lot of different ways that you could use these relationships in order to not just further your business, but further your confidence, further your ability to think like we're supposed to be thinking, to think like that person that we want to be, to visualize, to see the business that we are looking to create, sometimes before it's created. Yeah, I know, you know, you're going to sit down, you're going to write that business plan, and you want to be honest when you're doing that. You want to be able to be honest, not so much as with everybody else, because that's secondary. Obviously, you need to be honest with everybody else, but you have to start by being honest with yourself. And sometimes that can be difficult to do. And sometimes, many times, I've seen this happen a lot, certainly within the public speaking arena, is that when we do something or we're going to try to do something, we start with that terrible, absolutely terrible question, what if? What if I fail? What if I'm not that good? What if people don't find me interesting? What if I have a bad idea? Well, let me tell you, I've asked those questions, and I know we're not supposed to ask those questions of ourselves, but we do. And there is certainly a reason why those questions are important. You know, we certainly want to take a look at our business. We want to take a look at our efforts, and we want to figure out whether or not they are something that makes sense to us. That's why we need to sit down and have goals. That's why we need to have a focus and a purpose for what we're doing, because everything needs to fit into that purpose. But when we start to do something, where are you getting that confidence from? Where are you getting that visualization from? And if you're going alone, you're going to start with yourself. You're going to sit down with a blank piece of paper and say, all right, you know, where do I want to go? And then, oh my, you know, what if it doesn't make sense? And this is where it is important for you to figure out your own purpose, your own set of goals, your own skill sets as you perceive them, and then start to check with other people carefully about those skill sets that you have. Because you're going to find out that you're going to be a little bit wrong on some of those skill sets. And probably you're going to underestimate your ability to go and do something, because you're going to have that what if question come up way too frequently and way too early in the conversation. See, you could do a lot more than you give yourself credit for. I've seen that, as I mentioned before, time and time again on the public speaking side of things. Oh, Brian, I'm really nervous and I can't get up in front of an audience. Bull, that's really not the case. What you're doing right there is that negative self-speak, and you're talking yourself out of something. We just had an interview with Tom Fabry, you know, that overcame different fears in order for him to achieve something. The best on the visualization side, you know, you have a guy that's climbing the highest peak on 7 different continents, and he's in that process of doing it, pretty far along. But Tom also flies a helicopter, and Tom's afraid of heights. And if you've never been in a helicopter, you've got that bubble front, a plexiglass, and you're looking straight down at your feet at what's below you. You have to as the pilot. So if you're afraid of heights, how do you deal with that? So he could have easily talked himself out of that. Instead, he talked himself into it, achieving your goals. Don't talk yourself out of doing something. Try it. Try it in an environment where you have friends that are there with you, business associates that are there with you, that you could trust, truly trust. And what I mean by that is giving you an honest answer. If you have certain people with you, you do something with family members, oh, everything you do is great, it's fantastic, and that's not really good comments. Or you get the overprotective family side of comments. It's like, oh, you know, I wouldn't do that. Why not? Well, what if, there it comes again, what if you fail? Well, you get hurt. It doesn't feel good, but you learn from it. And as long as you learn from your quote-unquote failures, you grow. So who is the most important people for you to have surrounding you? Those that understand the idea of risk. Those that understand the idea of starting a business. Those that understand that when you are living and living outside of your comfort zone, you are truly living. So where do you find these people? Well, our guest has done a phenomenal job of finding these people and utilizing their strengths to further his, but also using his strengths to further strengthen their goals. And that is truly networking. That is truly creating a supportive environment, and that is where you find people that are not only going to help you in your quest for success, but they're going to help themselves, you're going to help them, and that is a wonderful threesome. You're doing what you should be doing and helping them. They're doing what they should be doing and helping you, and everybody succeeds. So who has done a phenomenal job on that? Jermaine Moody. And he's joining us today to talk about that quest to success, how important it is to have the right people surrounding you. Jermaine, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to join us.
Brian, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. Now, Jermaine, just to go back a little bit on the story, how did Jermaine and I meet? Social media. Folks, it's that LinkedIn thing. You know, I saw what he was doing, and I thought it was really interesting. I reached out to him about being a guest on the show here. And I know, Jermaine, I'm going to win in this relationship of those takeaways, and our guests certainly all with it, because you've done some phenomenal things and have really put into action in a number of different ways the idea of finding correct partners, finding the correct business associates. So how did you start doing that? What do you give as a suggestion to somebody who's just sitting there all along thinking, all right, how do I find the right
Well, I'm a true advocate of LinkedIn. LinkedIn really changed my life, and everything actually started for me on LinkedIn. So I think for anyone who's just sitting there and wants to connect with more people, wants to open that door of opportunity, the first thing you should do, and I recommend this to everyone I come across, whether they're an entrepreneur or just a business professional or somebody who's just trying to figure out how to get to the next step in life. Get online, create a profile on LinkedIn. That's the first thing you need to do. The entire world is on there. Anybody who's not on LinkedIn, I really don't understand how they're surviving, because in today's society, there's no real job security. So you have to constantly create new relationships, because you never know when you're going to need that next person. So my first suggestion is to get on LinkedIn. Start meeting people, join some of the groups, get involved with the discussions. You're going to start getting feedback from more and more people, and your network will gradually build.
You know, one of the things that I have found very, very interesting on LinkedIn, besides being able to identify, you know, folks like you, is the global reach. There is no such thing as geography when it comes to LinkedIn.
It's insane.
All around the world, and you're in 180 different countries, which is a phenomenal number. I mean, really,
I know.
Most of us couldn't name 180 countries.
You know, I wasn't even sure, and like different countries actually have their own set amount of how many countries that they consider countries. I believe the United States of America considers the world to have 196 countries, and there is more than 200 and I think it's like 230 countries and territories and islands and all that kind of stuff. But I base mine on the United States. I believe I'm in about 100 and I'm connected to like 187 at this point. And these are people that I've met on LinkedIn, and several of them have been contributors to my book. So I'm actually trying to get in all 196, but there's certain territories that don't get online as much, so it's hard for people to respond, but I'm trying to get all 196 this year.
Well, that's phenomenal. And certainly you put the 80-20 rule. You broke through the 80-20 rule. Yeah, you can have 80% of the world.
The world.
And it's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I had mentioned
it is
exciting. About, you know, finding the right partnership and working with different people and being in different places, because all those little things add up and it builds up our own confidence to go and explore and to, you know, live outside that comfort zone more and more in whatever we're doing. So this, by the fact that you're in, what, 90%, we'll figure out the math on that one, 90% of the quote-unquote known country, you know, they're out there. That gives you a lot of credibility out there with everybody else. That also
it
has
does.
To be a confidence builder for you. That, hey, if I can accomplish this, I can accomplish so much more.
Absolutely anything. Absolutely anything. You know what, Brian, what's so significant with that, it just shows how close we are as a people. The world really isn't that big. And with today's technology, there's so much you can do with that. You don't just get on LinkedIn. Like I was telling one of my business partners in Chicago, networking is so much more than just connecting to people. You have an opportunity to learn so much from other cultures and other nations and other countries and other people. And once those doors are open, you can actually change the world yourself. You know, if you have the right spirit, you have the right ideas, you have the right strategy, you can use that global resource to do some really positive things that really don't even take a lot of money. It's just a matter of communicating. And what we did in my book, 50 Seeds of Greatness, I pretty much asked the entire world, what's their definition of greatness? And 106 countries responded. That alone let me know that we all are so much more connected than we think, and we're all so much more alike. And when you receive that type of information, that type of knowledge, it shows that no matter what's portrayed in the media, what's portrayed around the world, we're all really connected. And knowing that, you can really change some things.
And people do care.
Yes.
Sad, I guess you could say, some of the perceptions we have in different countries. You know, especially in New York. Well, you know, if it's outside of New York, it doesn't exist. You know, that's not true. Absolutely not. There's a tremendous amount of growth that's out there. But that attitude, as you're saying, the attitude of other people looking to better themselves, looking to better their communities, is something that is common thread amongst
common
most
thread,
of
absolutely.
Us. As a few exceptions,
absolutely.
Every rule. but
people want to be included. They really do.
And like LinkedIn is certainly one way of doing that. But the book too, the collaborative, including comments, you know, from everybody. That is a beautiful example of the fact that we all do. Most of us do. You know, really want to see this world to be a much better place. So, man, I really commend you. You know, for going out there and taking on such a project.
Thank you. It was definitely a work. You know, what's so cool about what we did in 50 Seeds of Greatness, which we're also doing again, which I've also already done again in my upcoming book, The Networking Bible, I just started with an idea, and I really had no guarantees that anybody was going to respond. But when Micronesia came in, when Barbados came in, when Japan came in, when South Africa came in, as each and every country started responding, I got more and more excited, and I couldn't stop. At one point, I didn't think I was ever going to release the book because I was waiting on the rest of the world. But it is very encouraging. I know. I was waiting on the rest. I got to like 100 countries. I was like, no, I want 120. I want 130. And I was like, I have to release this book sooner or later. So we had to stop at 106.
Right.
But it was great.
To become a 50,000-page book, which in and of itself, I think, is the greatest thing in the world. Because the bigger it is, the better, or the more volumes you have, because at some point, you do want to release, you know, these things.
Yeah,
but, you know,
at some point.
And it's absolutely terrific message. So, you know, with, you know, that thought of there are different countries that will obviously answer that question, you know, what is greatness? Was there anything now, or which one would you like to highlight as a surprise of how they define greatness versus, let's say, us?
Well, you know what? I will say that overall, we had 357 responses from 106 countries. The contributors were from all walks of life, from entrepreneurs to teachers to bus drivers to multimillionaires. It was such a variety of people, but there was a common thread, and that I believe that the main thing that came across from all the responses to me was that to really achieve greatness, being able to give back and help someone else be successful. That was pretty much the common thread across the entire globe.
It's a beautiful message to deliver, and a common thread. I've also noticed with your books, we seem to have a common thread: the power of dance, the power of black man, the power of an entrepreneur. And then you also do, you're very, very involved with a lot of different activities. I'm going to venture to say that you probably have learned a lot from those activities that transfer on to other
parts. Oh yeah. And the biggest thing that I've learned from I started hosting and producing networking events around the world in 2009. Since then, we've done about, I think, over 50 networking events in 4 or 5 countries across the globe. I've met everyone, literally. I've met everyone face to face, every race, every culture, from every background, all kinds of people. And when you have that type of opportunity to meet the world, first of all, you realize the similarities, and you also realize what's not right about what's being portrayed about everyone. And I've learned so much. So I have this overwhelming love for all people now. And my one of my main goals for the rest of my life is just to bring people together and to shut down all this falsehood that's being portrayed. But I learned so much from meeting people, from going to country to country. I mean, 300, 400, 500 people were showing up to network and to meet me. People who've never met me before, and they just got an invite from us on LinkedIn. We hosted the largest networking event ever in London in 2010. I didn't know anybody in London, but I just, I know. I didn't know anybody in London, but we got our largest response from the UK, and I'm so excited to go back over there. But Brian, I'm telling you, when you get a chance to meet so many different people, your entire life changes. I think the main reason we lack in so many areas is because we have a lack of exposure to different types of people. And we believe what we read, we believe what we see, but you really have to meet people face to face to really know them.
So are you kind of telling me that every once in a while it really makes sense for us to step into somebody else's shoes to see another person's perspective and not be self-centered?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
We are once in a while, obviously.
It's really important. It really is.
Yeah, and that's something that holds true with everything, right? You go to a networking event. What's the first thing that you – let me ask you. You go to a networking event. You don't know anybody. What's the first thing that you do?
The first thing that I do?
You do.
Or the first thing that
–
me personally.
You don't know nobody.
Okay. Okay. The first thing that I would do is I would go to the person who invited me. That's the first thing you do. And then from there, I think as far as breaking the ice with people, I mean, most people are a little bolder these days. But as far as breaking the ice, it's okay to just go up to someone and say, hello, how are you doing? Or to compliment them on something. I think that's the easiest way to break the ice. Or say something like, I love your tie, or I love your shoes, or something similar to that. But the first thing I would do is go to the person who invited me, the host of the event, and most likely that person will, once that person gets to know you a little more, they'll probably introduce you to someone else that you should probably meet. But networking events are key. If you can go, if there are serious networking events, you should definitely show up. Anything could happen. It only takes one meeting of one person to change your life. Your entire life can change from attending one event one night, one day of the year. I think one of the most important things, people, we talk about education, we talk about studying, we talk about this, but really the most important thing to do to be successful is to show up. That's really one of the most important things,
But also, as you just said too, it's like to go over there and compliment the person one way or another. Yeah. Or find out about them. It's not about you, it's about them. And once they know you care,
right.
now they still share, you know, share you out there. You know, it's great. And you're right. You never know. From attending events or LinkedIn. And, you know, some of the feedback I've gotten from a few people about why they're not on LinkedIn, it's like, it's a waste of time. Who am I going to
be? Oh, no. LinkedIn is genius.
On to that one.
LinkedIn is a gold mine. LinkedIn is serious.
That was great.
Yeah.
You know, that and the book writing, you know, that you're doing too, because that is also a form of networking.
Networking.
It certainly
absolutely.
Is absolutely connecting with other people.
And you know what? Get on LinkedIn, and now they're friends, and now some of them are even doing business together. They're business partners. It's so amazing. You know, with today's technology, you would be idiotic not to network. The entire world is in the palm of your hands right now. There is honestly no excuse. This is the easiest time in human history to become successful. The easiest time to become successful. You don't need any money. You can get online and record a video. If you're funny, next thing you know, you have 15 million views and NBC is calling you. Today's technology makes it so easy to become successful at something. So you really have no excuse.
Right. You don't have that big dollar commitment you need to advertising. And then to you do need to be on LinkedIn and to share your story with other people that care.
Right.
And that's what you mentioned here, you know, with the networking events, you know, with these books, you know, where you're including other people, and then who you're working with or affiliating with on LinkedIn. All that stuff is so incredibly important. Listen, we have a little less than 10 minutes to go. I want to make sure that we spend a little bit of time here talking about your foundation. What is your effort with the foundation?
Well, the foundation is launching in about 30 more days. I'm really excited about it. It's called the Jermaine Moody Foundation. Well, one of my goals since I was a kid, I've always had an issue with people starving and with people being without food. So our main goal, I would love to eradicate hunger by myself, you know, all of it. I hate hunger, and I hate the idea of seeing people without food. Another thing that we're doing is we'll be contributing funds and scholarships to the arts. I love the arts. You know, I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a dancer. So it's very important that the arts stay in schools and stay in communities, because for a lot of people, that's all they have. And of course, education and books. I believe books are so important. I wish I would have read more books when I was younger. I'm sure I'll be a billionaire by now. But, you know, education, books, the arts, helping end starvation, and joining several forces. Another main goal of the Jermaine Moody Foundation is to support those that are already doing the work. You know, there are a lot of people out there who are doing so many amazing things, but they need funding. They need help. They need support. I think we have over, 1,100, 1,300 billionaires in the world. They can only do so much. We need more people. We need more, not just people with money, but we just need more people to support those that are actually helping other people. So that's another thing the Jermaine Moody Foundation wants to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of footwork that needs to be done with a lot of these charities. You know, when it comes to collecting food, you know, to distribute to homeless. Well, somebody obviously is going to donate the food, and somebody needs to donate the car in order to transport the food.
Absolutely.
Somebody wants to show up and hand out the food, you know, or to package it properly, or to do those kind of things. So, tons of people can get involved at various levels. And sometimes, you know, the ones that show up at the soup kitchen to clean up the pots and pans.
Just
as appreciated. It may not be as visible, but just
so
as
important. Yeah.
So, Jermaine, I had titled this three attributes that you must include in your quest to success. So even taking your foundation as an example, I think that we clearly state what is at least three different attributes there are. One, you know, you'd mentioned about, you know, being on LinkedIn, you know, and sharing the story, you know, with people.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that, you know, that's a great starting place for people, you know, to go and do.
Yeah.
But how do you know, like, who who you want to be affiliated with, or who to accept friends with, connect with on LinkedIn, that kind of thing. Do you have some sort of filtering process that you do, or a little bit more?
Well, you know, my best advice and the best answer to that question is to connect with everybody. Connect with everyone, because the day you limit yourself is the day you limit how successful you can be. So connect with everyone. You know, there's so much you can learn from people. But if you want to be more strategic, then you first need to know what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. And then you'll know person by person if this person is, you know, can be some type of asset to you. But as far as I'm concerned, I think worldwide networking is the best thing to do. The more people you connect with, the more opportunities you're going to have, the more you're going to learn. You want to live an unlimited life. To limit your life is just like living as a caged animal. So network with everyone. That's my best advice.
Okay, so there you go. So we got network with everyone.
Yeah.
Obviously, when we're meeting different people, whether it be on LinkedIn, Facebook, or actual face-to-face meetings, could you imagine face-to-face meetings? If you're understanding who that person is, and then you can figure out whether or not it fits into something that you're doing, you know, or not. So
yeah.
When you are meeting other people that, let's say, don't fit into your goals or what you're doing, do you look to refer that to other people also to shed some value relationship regardless?
Exactly. And just because you don't need to network with them now, you never know if you're going to need them later. And you honestly never know who other people know. That's why it's really important to keep your options open.
Okay. And the last thing that I want to bring out, and then Melinda, you can tell me whatever else you'd like to add to it. You know, your involvement with various activities, and they're all positive activities, and the people that you meet along the way, and what you learn from these different things. I think that's another great example of where when we're doing something, we shouldn't be living in a vacuum, and we should take what we learn from one activity, bring it out to another. So can you choose one of them? What are your activities? What are your many activities that you'd like to highlight as way you were able to transfer either a skill set or what you learned or people that you met at one place and brought them over into another?
Well, you know, I of course the my networking events are really important, but being able to volunteer, that's probably the biggest thing to me, because it keeps you humble in the midst of everything that goes on in your own life, your own adversity, your own trials, your own tribulations. Being able to volunteer has taught me the most, because it shows me how blessed and fortunate I am, even though I may still want this or that. But I think if you can volunteer more just to help others who have less than you, that'll probably teach you more in life than anything else.
Yeah, the power of gratitude. This is a lot of smiles you get exchanged when you're helping people. You know, it's all great
Very
stuff.
Powerful.
Yeah, all right, Shereen, I hate to put you on the spot here, but we've got a minute to go. So what is that message you want to tell the world? And you are literally telling the world. Go ahead, but it's all yours.
Get to know yourself and use every gift, every talent, every skill that you can to make the world a better place. And it will pay you for it if you strategize everything. You know, if you strategize your gifts, your talents, the world is waiting on the next you. The world is waiting on you. Be yourself. Be a leader. Just go for it. And I truly believe you'll be successful.
Absolutely. Great stuff. And you are absolutely a leader when it comes to so many of the activities that you're doing. Even, you know, the writing the book, bringing all the collective thoughts together. And I want to thank you, Shereen.
I appreciate it, Brian.
Taking the time. Absolutely great.
Thank you.
All right, so we can listen. My pleasure. We've been talking with Shereen Moody. His website is shereenmoody.com, and you can follow along and see all the different activities he's doing, the books, perhaps even you can get yourself into one of the books that he continues to create, because those books are really important in a couple of different ways. It brings us all together is probably the most. Bringing us all together is really important. You wind up meeting different people are on that same page as you, and that is another big attribute or a big key when it comes to your own success. You want to surround yourself with positive people. You want to surround yourself with people with the same or very, very similar goals. Folks that will help you move forward and folks that you can move forward with. And that is what I want to leave you with today. Again, you've been listening to Jermaine Moody, where we shared at least three, much more than three, attributes that you need to include in your quest to success. My name is Brian Cohen. This is Strategies of Success. Put those strategies down on paper and implement them. Make it happen. You have the confidence to do all kinds of things. And if you don't find the confidence to do it, then go out there and get it done.